This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Today is the 4th of July. This is the day that we celebrate the birthday of this country. And we have a great heritage in this nation of people turning to God in prayer. Despite what you're told, a lot of times people today are told that the founding fathers were evil, wicked men. We're told a lot of really untruths, and we're going to discuss some of those today, but we also are going to address the sins of America and call for in the pattern of the founding fathers and after the pattern of the pilgrims and the Puritans and those who have come since then to call to America to turn from our sins and to turn back to God, to fall on our knees before God, and to ask God to forgive us. Many today have been told that the founding fathers were evil men, and in fact, many younger people have actually been taught to hate America, and have been taught that America is an evil nation, to the point that one Olympian athlete recently took the podium and actually turned her back on the national anthem. Another Olympian actually said that her goal is to win a medal so that she can go up on the stand, on the podium, and burn the U.S. flag. But on this day, we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which reads in part, "The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for a people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with one another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal stations to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the government, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles, and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness." And those are the words, and they pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. And many lost their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to establish freedom. But as we know, and we're going to discuss the issue of slavery, because this is one of the charges that has been brought against the America's founding fathers. And we're going to discuss slavery a little bit here today to give you some context here, because America did own slaves, but we are told, and in fact, I just recently heard, and one of the things that you probably will hear and see, people saying, and I just heard the President of the United States parroting these words, that slavery was America's original sin. That, by the way, is not true. That is a lie from the pit of hell. And this is based on, that phrase is based on the 1619 Project. And that project says, well, the first slaves were brought here in 1619. And since then, everything that we had, that we have in America, is because of slavery. By the way, if you want to learn a little bit about slavery, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience. You don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC Radio. We're here to answer your questions, and the live Facebook video is going on right now, so you can actually type your question into the comment section there, and we can actually get your question answered that way as well. You know, we can do it a whole bunch of different ways. You know, either call the studio, 772-340-1590, or you can actually type your question into the comment section of the live video, and we can help you with that. So we are here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well.
And we want to help you out. We want to help resolve your computer questions and your computer problems. So let us know what's going on. I know last week we did well. First of all, I do want to mention, because we did announce that we would have our 4th of July special, not what we did last week, but what we did the year before, and we've done it every year that we've had where the 4th of July has landed on a Saturday. We've had a sampling of patriotic sermons from our church, and we've played those, and we have had some good feedback from those, and people have asked, hey, where can I listen to those? We do have those up on a Faster PC's Facebook page. You can actually go. It was actually posted on the 5th of July this past year, so you can actually head over there to our Facebook page and you can watch that. We did also talk last week some about how you can use cloud storage to mitigate against CryptoLocker infections. And we'll talk a little bit more about, just to re-explain, you know, because I know that there's some people that know exactly what this is. Some of you have probably even had maybe even been hit with one. You know, of course, if you have been hit with one, you might want to call in and just, you know, share your experience so that other people may be able to learn, you know, even learning from your, you know, mistakes, even, you know, so that you can see that, and, you know, they can learn and may not make those same mistakes so that they don't get hit with that infection. Obviously, if you've been hit with the infection, you don't want to get hit with it again either. And we'll talk a little bit more about this. And we'll also talk about some ways that you can actually use local backup. Because we talked last week about cloud storage, but I know that there's a lot of you out there that aren't too comfortable with putting your data in the cloud. And frankly, I'm not too comfortable putting certain data that I have in the cloud. You know, not that I'm doing anything illegal, but you know, there are certain financial information, social security numbers, driver's license, date of birth. You know, if someone were to get a hold of, let's say, a PDF file that had a tax form on it, it would have my social security number, my date of birth, my full name, my legal address, who I work for, a lot of information about me. It would have my wife's, all that information for my wife. It would also have information about our children as well, depending on the year that they got. So, you know, you think, well, what can happen with that? Well, you know, someone could actually go out and apply for a loan in my name, or apply for a loan in my wife's name, or they could apply for a loan in one of my children's names. They could actually take that information and file a tax return for us. And if they file the tax return for us, then the tax refund that we would get, they could actually get. And so this is something that definitely you want to be cautious and protect yourself. And, you know, you have to think, well, what would happen if the cloud storage company got hacked? Well, that's something to think about, because if they're hacked and your information is compromised, then boy, there's some information that they could get. Now, they might not even hack the company. They might, all they would have to do would be able to figure out your username and password. And what if you're one of those people? And I know that there's people out there like this. What if you're one of those people that actually use the same username and password at every single website? Well, if you use the same username and password at every single website, you could actually be in trouble. You would actually have a situation. You could have a situation where you have your information out there, and people you know, let's say it's the same username and password at every site. All they would have to do is go to various sites and try and see if they can log in. And if they can log in, and by the way, if it's the same username, the username a lot of times is an email address. So if that email address and password also are the same email address and password for your email, they could get into your email. Not only could they send out invites to other people and try to spread CryptoLocker infections or other types of infections to other people or try to get other people to depart from their money, to trick them into giving you some money to help you out. But of course, it wouldn't be you. It would actually be the scammers that would get the money. So you know, they could do that, but they could also use the access to your email address to actually go to various sites. And if they can't get in, they could actually, if that site is linked to your email address, they can actually go ahead and send a password reset to your email. And since they would have access to your email, they would be able to reset those passwords. So, you know, if someone got your email address and password and they tried that at, let's say, Dropbox, or they tried it at Microsoft's OneDrive, or they tried it at Carbonite, or they tried it at one of these other cloud storage companies, and they got in, they wouldn't even have to hack the provider, because they would have your email address and password. They would have your username and your password, and they would be able to get in there. So you want to, if you're one of those that's concerned about putting certain information in the cloud, but you still want to protect yourself from it. I mean, what would happen if you had a CryptoLocker infection? And again, what a CryptoLocker infection is, first of all, the way they are spread quite often is you receive an email. The email prompts you to open an attachment. And it might say something like, we're FedEx, we're UPS, we're DHL, we're the U.S. Postal Service. We have a package that we're trying to deliver to you, but we haven't been able to find you. Open this document to find out about this package and to claim your package. Well, you know, if you did have a package, you probably would want to receive it, and you know that they're prompting you to do that. Or you might receive an email that says enclosed, attached is the invoice for the services provided. Thank you for your services. If you want to contest this, you need to open the attachment and let us know right away if this was not you that placed these orders. Well, again, if you didn't place the order, you might be tempted to open that attachment, and that's in the email. It might even be, and we've seen this before, where one of our clients actually, and a business customer, their email address was hacked. So we talked a little bit ago about their email address was hacked. Well, the people that hacked their email sent out fake invoices to their customers. Now, their customers are used to receiving invoices from them. If their customers open those, they had a series of threats that were launched on their computer.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there. Scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video. And you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We are back to answer your questions, ready to resolve your computer problems as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590, A Faster PC or radio will answer your questions, your computer questions, that is. And, of course, we're here not only to answer computer questions, but we are also here ready to resolve your computer issues as well. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, A Faster PC or radio will answer your computer questions. And
As we were going out, so we were talking about, you know, this customer of ours that their email address got hacked. Now, when we say their email address got hacked, really what it was hackers figured out their username and their password. Their username is their email address. That's pretty easy to figure out. If you have seen an email out there, and a lot of, you know, some companies put their email address on their website. So then the hackers already know the username, and then all they have to do, by the way, a way around that, if you have your own website, you can actually create forwarding accounts. So a forwarding account is not the actual email address, so it's not the actual username. It's just an email address that actually forwards to another email address that's actually the username. So if you do put your email address on your website, then you could actually, or maybe it's on another website, you could actually, instead of having that be your actual email address, you can have that be just a forwarding address. So again, like we have sales@afasterpc.com. That's not an email address. That's just a forwarding address. It actually forwards to another address. So if someone tried to log in, if a hacker tried to log in to our email server using sales@afasterpc.com, they would not be able to do that. But let's say, you don't want to give out your real email address. You want to always conceal that real email address. So that's one way around that if you have your own email address. But this company somehow, you know, again, it's pretty easy to figure out a company's email address because a lot of, you know, it's going to end a lot of times at the company's domain name.com. So in our case, it's afasterpc.com. And then you can just try and see if you can figure out some of the, what the email address would be. Well, they figured out the email address, and then they tried some passwords, and maybe they got the people to go to another website, and they used a phishing technique. Phishing is, we're not talking about going fishing with a fishing pole and catching fish. What we're talking about is someone trying to trick you into typing your username and password. Maybe a site that, and we see this quite often. Let me switch over to a full screen, and I'll actually show you. Let me see if I can, I need to find my full screen here. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're switching over to a full screen. We're gonna actually show you what a lot of people do. When some people are let's say they're going to their bank website, where they're going to their bank website, or they want to go to Amazon, or they want to go to Walmart.com, or they want to go to their email, you know, maybe their email is at Yahoo.com. Well, a lot of people don't type the email address or the website that they're going to in the address bar. The address bar is the top bar on the computer. And let's say you bank with Bank of America. Well, really, a lot of people actually search for Bank of America, and they'll actually type in the search field, Bank of America. And then they'll search. Well, one of the things that you'll see with some search engines, you may not see Bank of America at the top. You see Bank of America does come up at the top with DuckDuckGo. And then the second one is also a Bank of America. And then there's some maps over there provided by Apple Maps. And if we scroll on down, actually the first four are Bank of America. The fifth one is a Bank of America. And then the sixth one is actually a CNN article about Bank of America. And then there's a Britannica.com. And you continue to go on down, but you get this US Bank locations.com. One of the things that happens sometimes is people install malicious plugins that will actually change their search engine to a fake search engine. So if you're used to getting your finding your websites by searching, And then you install a plug-in. A plug-in is a small plug-in or a small piece of software, an attachment, so to speak, to that you're installing into the browser. And by the way, I'm going to try to define these terms because I know a lot of you understand this, but we have a lot of customers. We ask them what browser they use. They have no idea what we're talking about. The web browser is something like Google Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, Edge. These are programs that you use to browse the web. Even saying that, some people aren't going to have a clue what I'm talking about. It's the program you use to open up to actually go to a website. And if you go to, let's say you're searching for a map and you want to get a map on your computer, well, sometimes you can actually go to, you know, Google Maps, you could go to Apple Maps, you could go to MapQuest. There's a lot of different map providers out there, but there are various toolbars and plugins that you can get for your browser that will quote unquote help you find maps. And sometimes those types of plugins will also change your search engine. They'll change your search engine to one of their search engines, and they're going to make money off of your searches. So when you search for Bank of America, the first site that comes up may not be Bank of America. It could even be a site that is actually trying to trick you so that it looks like Bank of America. You go there, and when you go to type in your username and password, it looks just like the Bank of America website. When you type in your username and password, it doesn't log you in, but guess what? The site you just typed that username and password in, they know what your Bank of America username and password is now. And I'm kind of laughing, but it's not funny that those types of things happen, and that's how they get your email address and password. Let's say you were searching for yahoo.com or AOL.com to go to their website to actually log in so that you could check your email. And you went to one of these fake websites, and you typed in your username and password. Well, that's an example. That's what phishing is. They would then have your username and password for your email address, and you just told them that. And you told them that because you searched for the site, and you went to a site other than the site you were actually going to. Now, if you want to go to Bank of America, just go to the very top bar in your browser and type Bank of America.com with no spaces. There's never a space in a URL. URLs is the website address. And if you want to go to AOL.com, again, in the address bar, just type AOL.com and hit enter on your keyboard. A lot of browsers have a go button that you can press also. So you don't have to search for sites that you already know or should know. You should remember that Bank of America's website is bankofamerica.com. If you can't remember it, there's a little button that you can add it to your favorites. You can bookmark it or add it to your favorites depending on the browser. The bookmarks are going to work just a little bit differently, but you actually do want to, if you can't remember the website, You want to add it to your bookmarks and then access it through your bookmarks. Or another thing you can do is you can go up here, highlight the website address, hold down the control key and press C, that copies, or you can right click. That'll bring up a pop-up window and you can left click on copy. And then you can actually minimize that, and let's go ahead and see if we can get out to the desktop here. Got all kinds of windows coming up here. So I'm just, oh, do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, Frank's been waiting.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that, Frank. Frank, welcome to a Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
Well, I think you need to get off at Bank of America. I want to go back to what you were saying, something about the cloud. I'm from the old days. I don't trust anything, you know, especially with the NSA and you were committed to those people. Where is this cloud in it?
Yeah, so when we talk about the cloud, what the cloud is, a website or a server that is above your computer. So your computer and the other computers that are maybe in your house or your office, those are on your local network. The cloud is up, you can picture it up above you, just like the clouds in the sky, they're up above you. And basically it's a server that is located somewhere, or in most cases, it's multiple servers in multiple locations. So a really good cloud hosting company is going to have servers in different locations that are going to have the same data on them. In case there's, let's say, a hurricane or wildfire or power outage or tornado or fire or other means that is going to damage one of those locations or take them offline for a certain period of time, you don't lose access to your data. So, but you're trusting someone else with the storage of your data at that point. So that's something that you want to protect against and guard against. You've got to make that decision. We have customers that love the cloud. They want to put all their data on the cloud. It's very convenient to have access to your data wherever you are. You can be on a different computer even. You can log in. You can have access to your data. That's very convenient. It's very convenient to be able to share data. And there are certain things that I use the cloud for. But you have to calculate the risk and you have to think, is this something that I'm willing, is the data that I'm putting out there something that I'm willing to trust this company to protect? You can protect your own data probably better than Microsoft can protect your data, or Carbonite can protect your data, or Dropbox can protect your data, or Google can protect your data. And in fact, some of these companies have especially with Google, they're giving you 15 gigabytes of data for free. They give away all of their services, but they have in their user agreements that they're going to be using your information to learn things about you, to provide advertising for you, so that when you go to their site, when you do a Google search, you're going to get ads that are they're more likely to hit home with you. So you have to weigh the risk versus the convenience. And certain things, maybe, you know, it's not a big deal to back up your pictures to the cloud. In fact, a lot of times, I mean, think about your pictures. If you were to lose a picture, can you get that picture back? Not really. No. Unless you have access to it somewhere else, or unless someone else has that picture. But if you have a picture and you're not going to be able to go back with those same people, even if you went with the same people to the same location, it's going to be different. The picture is not going to be the same.
Here's what I got to say. Now, I can back things up with a thumb drive or another head there that I could push everything in to the cloud, because usually these people linked up with the CIA and the government.
Yes. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll cover this on the
You're
next
listening side. To a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com And we have a link there that says, Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Brian?
Back with me?
Yes, Frank, you're with us.
Yes, all right. So sorry about that. Somehow my microphone got muted in Zoom, but
It was coming through on Facebook, so I knew my mic was okay. But I do apologize for that, but we are back. We're ready to answer your questions. We're ready to resolve computer problems as well. And we have Frank. I know, Frank, you, as we were going out to that last break, you were actually talking about, I believe, Google and some of the other providers, cloud providers being tied in with NSA. I believe that's what I was hearing. And I'll let you continue with that.
Saying some years ago, AT&T got caught diverting trunks of cable to the NSA and these people. If you Google it, you'll find out they got caught doing that.
Yeah, so
you know, it's, so you can't trust these people with the clouds or anything. You have to take on your own responsibility. Anybody wants anything fast and easy or Burger King, but money. You're asking for trouble if you let anybody else keep your stuff.
Yeah, so when you have data that's out there on the cloud, you do have to assess the risk versus the ease and the convenience of having it there and having it accessed there. There is certainly some convenience. There's some benefits to having it on the cloud, but you also have to assess the risk, first of all. Is the company that you're dealing with, are they trustworthy? Are they going to protect your data? Are they going to share your data, let's say, with the government? Are they going to share your data with someone else? Also, what is their risk? What is the possibility or the likelihood that they can actually be hacked and your data could be accessed? And you think, you know, well, this can't really happen. Well, it's happened with major banks. Ally Bank and brokerage firm was hacked into not too long ago. We've had some customers that have were a part of that. I mean, this is a bank. I mean, if a bank can be hacked into, obviously they should really be protecting, you know, being more serious and diligent about protecting your information than others, because they have your money there. You also had Yahoo, which is a, you know, major email provider. They were hacked into they were hacked into about, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago or so, 5 years ago, 6 years ago even. They didn't even let people know that they were hacked into for about 2 years, until about 2 years after the fact. And what was retrieved was a portion of the username and a portion of the password. So like the first portion of the password was revealed, but the last portion was masked. And then if your password was fairly easy, they were able to figure it out. And I personally know people that had their passwords, their accounts hacked into because they had a fairly simple password and the first part of it was revealed. And Yahoo didn't even let that out, that it happened until a few years after it happened.
Right. Can I say something here?
Yes.
Right down the street, Little Beach, they had to pay $3 million to hackers, $3 million in Bitcoin, because they didn't have their system secured. They paid $3 million.
Who was that?
The city of Riviera Beach.
Yes.
They got hacked. They got hacked in $3 million there. And then they know how to rob without a pen today. Just get in there and hack and then say, well, you want your site back? Give us $1 million. Give us $2 million.
Well, the thing is, what happens with these hacks? So they're crypto locker infections most of the time. They're called ransomware attacks. What happens is you're tricked into opening up an attachment. When you attempt to open the attachment actually doesn't open. It and the people say, well, it didn't really open, and they try to open it again. The thing is, it's not what it purports to be. So it says that it is an attack here, or that it's a document. The document doesn't open, but what does open is a program that actually starts encrypting data on your computer. If it happens on a network, And you have mapped drives. I'll explain, I think I explained last week what a mapped drive is. It's just a network share, a location on the network, maybe a share folder, a folder that people have access to on a server. It's mapped so that it has a drive letter. Well, that CryptoLocker infection is actually going to start encrypting data on the server in that share folder as well. So the reason the city of Riviera Beach paid the money was because they didn't have a backup of their data. So we talked last week about having a backup with cloud storage, and that's one way to have a backup. Another way to have a backup is, as Frank was mentioning, have a thumb drive or an external hard drive. Depending on the size of your data, you want to have enough storage space to back up your data. And after you back it up, you need to disconnect it from the computer. And ultimately, preferably, you need to have multiple copies of that and have them in multiple locations, because you want to protect against fire, you want to protect against theft, you want to protect against sabotage, and you want to protect against CryptoLocker infection. And if you back up your data to an external hard drive or a flash drive, and you still have it connected to your computer, and then you're hit with a CryptoLocker infection, your data on the backup is going to be encrypted. So you have to have something that's not connected to your computer, and preferably something that's in another location, so that you can protect your data. So, again, you can do that by having multiple copies of it in multiple locations, or by having cloud storage. Again, with cloud storage, you have to weigh the risk of putting your data out there in the cloud.
Well, thank you very much for the call.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank. And you definitely raised some questions. And I know that there are a lot of people that have fears about the cloud. And that's why, last week we talked about putting your data in the cloud. We showed how to do it, how to actually move. And if you miss that video and you want to watch how to back up data to the cloud, go out and do it. By the way, I am someone that is very concerned about backing up data to the cloud. However, I do back up data to the cloud, but it's only certain data. It's data that I deem to be safe to back up to the cloud. I mentioned my documents. They're in the cloud. Now, one thing I didn't mention is that I don't use my documents for most of my documents. I actually keep most of my documents in an alternate location, but there are certain documents that I do keep in my documents. I mentioned I do some options trading, and with the files that I'm working with, I actually, those files are important. I don't want to lose them. And more importantly, I'm backing up not only to protect against CryptoLocker infection, against hardware failure. We talked about fire theft and sabotage, but you also want to protect against hardware failure. Hard drives, if you have a platter hard drive, they are the least reliable component in your computer for the most part. They're constantly spinning, and they can fail. And if they fail and you lose your data, and you don't have a backup, your data's gone, and you can send it out to a data recovery facility. And we have a data recovery facility that we refer out to, and they actually can have a clean room, and they can open up the drive, and they can take it apart, and they can do surgery on it, basically. They can replace a part that needs to be replaced if need be. But, it's a lot less expensive to buy some external hard drives, buy backup software and back up your data. So you want to back up your data to protect yourself. But one thing that I think happens more often than the threats that we mentioned, hard drive failure, fire, theft, sabotage, CryptoLocker infection, Let's say you're working on a file and you make a mistake on the file and you save it. And well, you just overwrote the file that didn't have the mistake. And so to get rid of that mistake, you have to be able to access a previous version of that file. To access a previous version of the file, well, there are a few ways to do it. You can turn on version, a protection in Windows that actually saves multiple copies of your files. You also can go to a previous backup. Yesterday, I was working on files for our radio shows for WPSL and WCNO. I opened up one of the files from last week, and when I went to I made the changes and I went to save it, instead of clicking file save as, I clicked file save. So I overwrote the file from last week, which means that the file from last week is not the file from last week. So what I have to do actually to correct that is I actually have to go back to a backup and I have to restore that. Well, you know, one of the things that the cloud storage companies provide is they do provide multiple redundant copies of your files. So if you save the file today and then 5 minutes later, you save the file again, 10 minutes later, you save the file again, an hour later, you save it a third time, you save it again later in the day, they're going to have all of those versions. Plus, you can go back to yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. Once you're hit, if you're hit with a CryptoLocker infection where your data is encrypted, a ransomware attack, one thing you're going to find is that your data that you have backed up, the most recent version, is going to be encrypted. And probably the version from last week is going to be encrypted. And you're going to have to go back until you find a version that's not encrypted. And that's the version you're going to have to restore from. So that's why we say you want to have multiple redundant copies of your backup, whether it's a local backup or a backup that happens in the cloud. You want to have multiple copies of it, so that you're not in a situation where your data is at risk, where you're going to lose your data. And the city of Riviera Beach, you would think that they would have spent the money to back up their data, but apparently they didn't. And this happens with a lot of companies, and you want to, and it happens with users as well. You want to have a good
backup. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Will You Answer the Call to Fall? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nations.